A very old woman hobbled into the room and bumped into a row of filing cabinets. The atmosphere of the place reminded Ignatius of his own room, and his valve agreed by opening joyfully. Ignatius prayed almost audibly that he would be accepted for the job. He was impressed and overwhelmed.
Yes?
The dapper man at the clean desk asked brightly.
Oh, I thought that the lady was in charge,
Ignatius said in his most stentorian voice, finding the man the only blight in the office.
I have come in response to your advertisement.
Oh, wonderful! Which one?
The man cried enthusiastically.
We're running two in the paper, one for a woman and one for a man.
Which one do you think I'm answering?
Ignatius hollered.
Oh,
Mr. Gonzalez said in great confusion.
I'm very sorry. I wasn't thinking. I mean, the sex doesn't matter. You could handle either job. I mean, I'm not concerned with sex.
Please forget it,
Ignatius said. He noticed with interest that the old woman was beginning to nod at her desk. Working conditions looked wonderful.
Come sit down, please. Miss Trixie will take your coat and hat and put them in the employee's locker. We want you to feel at home at Levy Pants.
But I haven't even spoken with you yet.
That's all right. I'm sure that we'll see eye to eye. Miss Trixie? Miss Trixie?
Who?
Miss Trixie cried, knocking her loaded ashtray to the floor.
Here, I'll take your things.
Mr. Gonzalez was slapped on the hands when he reached for the cap, but he was permitted to have the coat.
Isn't that a fine tie? You see very few like that anymore.
It belonged to my departed father.
I'm sorry to hear that,
Mr. Gonzalez said, and put the coat into an old metal locker in which Ignatius saw a bag like the two beside the old woman's desk.
By the way, this is Miss Trixie, one of our oldest employees. You'll enjoy knowing her.
Miss Trixie had fallen asleep, her white head among the old newspapers on her desk.
Yes?
Miss Trixie finally sighed.
Oh, it's you, Gomez. Is it quitting time already?
Miss Trixie, this is one of our new workers.
Fine big boy,
Miss Trixie said, turning her roomy eyes up toward Ignatius.
Well fed.
Miss Trixie has been with us for over 50 years. That will give you some idea of the satisfaction that our workers get from their association with Levy Pants. Miss Trixie worked for Mr. Levy's late father, a fine old gentleman.
Yes, a fine old gentleman,
Miss Trixie said, unable to remember the elder Mr. Levy at all anymore.
He treated me well. Always had a kind word, that man.
Thank you, Miss Trixie,
Mr. Gonzalez said quickly, like a master of ceremonies trying to end a variety act that had failed horribly.